and feeling like that.
Hump day, bump day.
Hump day, bump day. Welcome to July 2nd, 2025. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to work today.
Thank you
and
for
not
being
taking vacation like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those suckers. And by suckers, I mean I'm so jealous of them. I feel like a sucker because I'm in the office.
I know. I feel bitter. And it's not a good version of myself. But that's okay. We're happy to be here. We're happy to be up early with you. And I have a little news. If you want to root for New Hampshire in a little bit of a nationwide contest,
what?
It has been brought to my attention that New Hampshire is up for the best looking state cruiser in the nation.
Oh, that checks out.
We got a sexy state
wicked
cruiser.
Yeah, yeah, the terrible one they're behind. And if you're coming up on one, they look pretty to look at.
See, this is the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. I haven't taken the time to admire their beauty because every time I see them, I immediately seize up and think I'm doing something wrong.
They got like that dark green and brown.
Yeah,
and
yeah, she's pretty.
No, I know what it looks like. It's way better. You know what? I'm gonna get some flack and I'm gonna take it. I don't mind.
Okay.
Maine, gross.
Gross.
Man, the cops are like blue. They're like a powder blue, I think.
Ooh.
If I offend, you know, I take it back. I don't know why I apologize.
If you work for, you know, Maine State Police and you want to come arrest Logan for making that statement,
no.
We're at 292 Middle Road in Dover. Take this man away in cuffs.
It is on my bucket list to be arrested. So if I can get arrested,
what kind of stuff would you yell as you're being put in the back of the paddy wagon?
I'm doing it. Free Logan. I don't know. I guess I didn't get that far.
Oh, you gotta work that out.
Yeah, I gotta think more. But yeah, anyway, those New Hampshire, sexy, Maine, powder blue, disgusting.
My God, he's doubling down.
Looks like Tommy Pickles on a freaking car.
Logan, I am not gonna bail you out of prison, my guy.
I'm feeling feisty today.
I don't have that kind of loot. If you want to vote for New Hampshire, it sounds like you do. You can follow the link on my article on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Why'd you go cross-eyed when I said that? You know I could use the clicks.
Clickety-click.
So yesterday we were talking about addressing your parents by their first names and not calling them mom and dad. People have opinions about it, and we're going to relive that with you now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. So last night, we took baby going to the playground, new playground in Exeter. It is fire. Side note.
I've heard about it.
It is really nice.
It's the new Planet Hollywood or Pluto or...
Planet Playground.
Planet Playground.
Planet Hollywood.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the new planet. Yeah, they got rid of the wooden one.
Yeah, the wooden one was getting a little rickety, a little rough. So this one is really cool. But it's plasticky, so it has that plasticky smell. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's still a really good time, and it's always popping because there's a lot of hype around it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're there, me, Steven, Gwen, and then we met up with our friends, Annie, Tom, and their son, Raphael. And they're like, we're all hanging out, and Rafa's up on the slide, and he's like, Annie, to his mom. Like,
how old is this kid?
Gwen's age, not even two.
Okay.
And she's like, not mama. She's like, I can't get him to stop calling me Annie because Tom calls her Annie. And so.
Does she mind or she think it's cute?
No, she's like, no, mama. Mama, she doesn't want him to call her Annie, which I get.
Yeah,
then it made me think of you, Logan, because, and I have a few friends that address their parents by their first name. If Logan's talking about his parents, it's always Vicky and Dave. Always Vicky and Dave. I've never heard him. Well, maybe he'll be like, my mom.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I would say always do Vicky. My dad, yeah, if I do it in context like that, I suppose I'll say Dave, but I call my dad.
Or Papa Wood.
Yeah, or Papa Wood. Yep.
Yeah. But Vicky's always Vicky.
Always Vicky. To her face, to when I'm talking about her. Yeah, it's Papa Wood and Vicky. I don't know. I have been calling my mom by her first name for as long as I can remember.
Was there a time when you started calling her that she was like, please don't call me that.
Yeah,
I am your mom.
I actually don't think so. I should probably try to get her on the line. I don't remember her ever being like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was the cool mom.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that that's kind of why I started. I think that I was pretty close with my mom, like when I was young. Like my mom and I were like really good friends. And as I matured, like my dad and I became better friends. And then now that my dad doesn't drink, my mom and I are just the best of friends.
Cool. So I've seen it. It's so very tender.
It's just a matter of, I don't know. Yeah, I've just been always calling her Vicky. My grandmother hated it. My aunts, for a while, they were like, that's so disrespectful.
People feel some type of way about it.
If she didn't care enough, or maybe so many other people cared and my mom did, and I was like, this is cool, I'm just gonna keep doing it.
And maybe Kyla always called her mom. I don't know that for a fact. Yeah, but always. Like she had a kid that called her mom, and then you called her Vicky. It was kind of your thing.
I actually think that she felt like young about it. I don't know if that's true or not. I could just be making stuff up like some other people do in the world.
I don't really think I deserve that. I don't think I deserve that. No, but I thought we were having a good day.
But I genuinely think that she felt a little bit younger about it. I could be making that up.
Yeah, like you hear people when they become a grandma, they're like, I can't be a grandma. That's an old thing. Right. And they find a fun flirty name.
Right.
Like Gigi.
Yeah, exactly.
Vicky. Exactly. So I guess our question is, if you do call your parents by their first name, what age did you start doing that? Was there pushback from them from it? Or do you think it's disrespectful? Do you think you should always call your parents mom and dad? Do you have a strong feeling about that? I know some people have strong feelings.
I hope there's a kid in the car calling their parents by the first name right now. I just want to talk to them.
Well, Annie didn't stand for it. She said, no, Rafa, I am your mama, and you will address me as such.
He's two. That checks out.
Yeah. 603-749-0975. Curious to know how you feel about calling your parents by their first names. Is there an age where it's like, okay, we can transition from mom and dad, and now we're peers, and now you call them by their first name? 603-749-0975. Curious to know what you think about this. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. So if you're just joining us, I was talking about how I was at the playground yesterday with my friends Annie, Tom, and their son Rafa, who's almost two. And Rafa was trying to get his mom's attention on the slide he wanted to push. And he said, Annie. And she was like, oh, I can't get him to stop calling me Annie, because he hears, you know, his dad call her Annie. She's like, it's mama, trying to, you know, correct that. And I thought about Logan, how he refers to at least his mom by her first name, Vicky.
Always, since at least middle school. At least.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but wonder, like, is there an age where your mom stops being your mom and starts to be your peer, and it's okay to call her by her first name? Or should you always be calling your mom, no matter how old you are? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Caitlin. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Did you want to chime in on calling your parents by their first name?
I would love that.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So I still call my parents mom and dad. Sometimes I'll use their first name if I really need to get their attention and they're not listening. But for me, I'm in my 30s. It's a sign of respect. I definitely, in high school, would push the limit sometimes and get the look of try that again, and then follow it up with mom or dad.
So they didn't love it when you would try that in high school?
No.
Caitlin, Kira, I have a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I despise when people say mom and dad about their parents and I don't know them. How do you feel about that? So, for example, my sister was here. She does this all the time. If my sister was here talking to Kira about my mom, Vicky, and Dave, she would say, so mom and dad did this last night.
They're not my mom and dad.
Correct.
it's weird.
Like, a lot of people do it. It drives me freaking bananas.
Yeah, no. If I were to talk about my mother or my father, I feel like I'd put the my in front.
Well said.
Signify who I'm referring to. Unless I knew you really, really well, like with my best friend, sometimes I'll say, oh my gosh, mom did this the other day, or dad did this. And she knows who I'm talking about, but not to...
Yeah, you're one of those, Caitlin. Don't try to hide it, Caitlin. You are one of those.
She's sliding into that territory
yeah,
a little bit.
She is.
I like to ride the fence again.
I like it. Well, thanks for weighing in on this topic and for listening to us in the morning. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's the best part of my commute.
Aw. Thanks for saying that, Caitlin. Have the best day ever.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Make good choices.
Yeah. You too.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this. If you want to chime in, 603-749-0975. How do you feel about addressing your parents by their first name? Disrespectful? Or is it okay at a certain age? And if so, what is that age? 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We were talking about addressing your parents by their first name. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you get to a certain age where it's like, yeah, your parents are more of your peers, so you don't have to call them mom and dad anymore? Or should you always call them mom and dad? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hello. This is Nikki.
Nikki.
What's up, Nikki?
Greetings, Earthling.
Good morning. I can't believe you guys actually answered.
Yeah, we're a live radio show, so we're here.
Well, I was calling him because, you know, my mom's been gone for a very long time now, but when we were teenagers, we would once in a while call her by her name, which was Frankie, and she shrugged it off, very easygoing, but it never really stuck. I think both of my parents adopted their grandparent names for Nani and Papa, and today I would just never consider calling my father by his real name. I can't even imagine.
It is interesting that your name kind of changes in your stage of life. Like, I remember in high school, my dad called my mother Madre for years and years and years.
I'm loving that.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
And now she's not Madre, even though she's still your Madre.
Actually, every now and then you'll hear her go Madre. But then you're right. Like, we start, let's say if I had a grandchild, maybe he starts calling her Mimi or Meme or Mama, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, exactly. And then other people start adapting to that as well. For my dad, we all just call him Papa now, or as he's best known, Papa T. Even other
Papa
people
T?
That meet him, they call him that. So, yeah, shout out to Papa T this morning.
Shout out to Papa T.
A legend.
Icon.
An absolute legend. Well, I love it. We love talking to you, Nikki. Thank you for calling us. And now you know that we pick up, so call anytime.
Yeah, let people know we're real people.
Yeah, we are.
I sure will. You guys have a wonderful day.
Have a better one.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Nikki. Yeah, you can call us. We're real. 603-749-0975. Still taking your calls on this on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. And we are talking about addressing your parents by their first name. Do you do it? If so, when did you start doing it? Do you feel like you should never do it? If so, why? 603-749-0975 is our number. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind?
So the parent name thing. So for me, I've always called my parents Mom and Dad. There's been
traditional.
A couple of times where I would call my mom Karen, which is her name. But it would be like, not in like a serious way, kind of more of just like joking around kind of a thing. And so I have two kids of my own, and I feel like I've earned the title as dad.
Yes.
For sure.
You know, like, I feel like I earned that.
I was saying kind of the same thing earlier, that I'm just like kind of still in disbelief that I am someone's mom. So I'm soaking up hearing that, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't care what other people call their parents, but for me, like I said, I call my parents Mom and Dad, and then my kids, they call me Dad. I almost said Mom and Dad. That'd be kind of weird.
Maybe you're both some days. You could be tapping into your motherly energy.
Shout out Mr. Mom, Lone Star.
Yeah.
Bottom line, you don't want them to call you anything besides Dad because you think that's a title that you've earned the right way.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that take. No one said that, but I like that a lot.
It's wholesome, and we like it.
I'm glad I got to add that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to hear from you. Thank you for making us a part of your busy morning. We don't take it for granted.
Oh, I appreciate you taking the call.
Have a great day, Dad.
Hey, thank you.
He's not your dad.
I don't know.
But if someone calls me dad, I take it as a compliment.
All right, Dad. See ya.
Bye, Daddy. No, it's weird when I do it. Okay.
No. See, that's the line.
Okay,
fine.
See you later. John from Londonderry, what's on your mind?
I think you should always call your parents Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Always?
Always.
Always.
What if they're a bad parent?
Ooh, they didn't earn that title.
I still would call them Mom and Dad. Like my kids' football team parents call me Papa Nut.
Papa Nut?
Nutton, N-U-T-T-O-N.
Oh, that's a little
bit. Is that your last name?
Yes.
Papa Nutton.
It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Can we call you that?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, Papa Nutton. Well, thanks for chiming in with something.
That was cute. Have a great day. Thanks for making us a part of yours.
Yeah, you have a great day, too.
Bye.
He's a good guy, that P. Nutty.
P. Nutty?
P. Nutty!
We have fun, don't we?
That's my dog.
P. Nutty for life. If you have a comment, do not hold back. Call us at 603-749-0975.
It's the 97. Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, is this Stephanie?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So you're here to win Dierks Bentley tickets. Let's just get straight to the point.
Cool. Hey, sorry to say
goodbye,
Kira.
Ooh. Stephanie, is there a way you can take us off speaker?
It's not you. It's us and our phone system.
All good. How's that sound?
That's better. That's better. And I believe she did tell me to leave, so I'm going to do that.
Get the heck out of here, then.
Okay.
Aren't you not supposed to wear white around Labor Day? When's Labor Day?
September.
Oh, get out of here. White jacket girl. All right, Stephanie, you ready? I think these questions are easy today.
I mean, I could go for that. I knew the Labor Day one. That's in September. Does that count?
I have no clue. Let's get to the first trivia question. Multiple choice here. Many say that Margot Robbie became famous in her first role in the 2013 film Wolf of Wall Street, where she played Jordan Belfort's wife. How old was she in that film? Was she 16, 19, or 22?
I'm going to go with 19.
Question number two. This guy, who my dog may or may not be named after, is a producer of Seinfeld and the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Do you need multiple choice?
Please.
Okay. Is it Morgan Freeman, George Clooney, or Larry David?
Larry David.
Question number three. Have more people walked on the moon or the deepest parts of the ocean?
Walked on the deepest parts of the ocean. I'm going to go with the moon.
The moon. All right. Kira is coming back. Hold on to yourself, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Where do we go? We on our way to work right now?
Yes.
Friday off? Tell me you got Friday off.
I do, yeah. I'm very excited.
That's what I'm talking about.
God bless America. Am I right?
That's right.
Definitely right.
I'm back, by the way.
Kira, question one. Mm-hmm. Many say that Margot Robbie became famous in her first film, big film role, the 2013 hit Wolf of Wall Street. She played Jordan Belfort's wife. How old was she in that film? Was she 16? 19? Or 22. Final answer, says Kira, knowing the movie and all of the glory.
It's such a glorious movie.
Stephanie said 19. No. 22 is the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Bummer town. Population one. Oof. Oh, that was late.
I felt insulted.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it either.
I apologize to her. Question two. This guy, who my dog may or may not be named after, is the producer of Seinfeld and star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. George Clooney, Morgan Freeman, or Larry David?
Larry David.
Is correct. You got it right. Stephanie got it right. 2-1. Question three. Kira, have more people walked on the moon or the deepest parts of the ocean?
Moon.
The moon is obviously correct. You said that. Stephanie said that. The world says that. Final score, 3 for Kira, 2 for Stephanie.
Ah, Stephanie, we have good news. We have bad news. We do need to hear you say the phrase of shame. Do you know what to say?
Absolutely. My name is Stephanie, and I cannot beat Kira.
It doesn't matter much, does it?
No. Plus, you got Friday off. Kira insulted you.
Yeah, I have to repay you in some way, so I shall. And you're going to see Dierks Bentley.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great time. Take lots of pics, lots of vids. Tag us if you can.
Love to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. And we'll have another pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley when we play round two of Can't Beat Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, as we said on our little promo, not all heroes wear capes. They live among us, the heroic people. And a dad recently saved his daughter's life in a very heroic way.
Yeah, unbelievable story. So on a Disney cruise line coming back to Fort Lauderdale, a 4-year-old or 5-year-old was on the, like, deck 4, sitting on the railing, taking pictures. And she fell into the cruise water? That's stupid. Into the ocean.
The ocean.
She fell into the ocean.
The Great Atlantic.
Dad said, okay, I'm going. And he hopped over the railing, jumped in out of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And treaded water for about 20 minutes until rescue boats were able to get out there. People were saying that the crew, they don't realize how fast a cruise ship's moving until you pick a point, like a person who jumps in by accident or on purpose, if you're dad, and how quickly they become like ant-sized dots.
Just the tiniest little dot.
Yep.
That is terrifying.
Crazy story. Everyone's okay. People
Thank
are,
God.
You know, calling the dad a hero, and it's like, well, you hope. You hope any and every dad would do that in an instant.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I
can't imagine that feeling of watching your child fall overboard.
I believe that in my heart of hearts that absolutely it could have been the worst waters, the worst situation, pitch black middle of the night.
What are you going to do?
Every dad is going, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
You're in, I'm in.
Absolutely.
You're not together. You're not going alone.
I'm not a very strong swimmer. In fact, probably one of the worst.
Yeah, but if Gwen goes, you're going.
I think so. I don't know how much help I would be, but I would just be like, I'm not going. I'm not staying on this boat.
Right.
If you're floating in the Atlantic.
Correct.
Not floating, probably.
Crazy, isn't it?
So crazy. So we want to hear about the time you saved someone's life or somebody saved your life. Has your life ever been saved, Logan?
Oh, boy. I don't. Well, I hope my parents aren't listening and they have a story and I just don't know about it. I don't know.
You're like, I can't believe you forgot the time we saved your life.
I don't think so. My not babysitter. I don't even know what you would call her. I guess daycare provider. I was at the ocean once. I got swept out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty scary.
Yikes.
And I remember just being like washed up and like having her like hand on my back and I like crawled up the sand and I was like, I'm here, baby. So shout out to that.
How old were you?
Young enough where like I don't know if I was swimming. I don't remember it. I think you're bringing up some trauma that I blacked out.
Am I?
Down. I don't know. Who knows what's about to come out?
Let's uncover this.
Let's not.
At one time in Disney World actually jumped into a pool and I didn't have my little floaty on and I couldn't swim yet. I think I was about 4 or 5 and my dad was about to jump in the pool, but then someone saved me who was already in the pool, a teenage girl.
Wow.
Swim. I remember sinking.
A better dad than Barry Lou.
I know. I sunk right to the deep end. I remember it.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I could not swim. I was like dead weight. And she just like went right down, scooped me up, and I was like, bah.
Shout out to that teenager.
And my parents were like, oh my God, our baby girl, what would we do?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. So thanks for that, random citizen.
Shout out to the teenage girl.
To the teenage girl, who's probably a full grown woman now. All right, so we want to hear about a time you saved someone's life or your life was saved. 603-749-0975 is our number. We would love, love, love to hear your heroic tales this morning. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for stopping by. We're so glad you're here. So we were just talking about how a dad is being hailed a hero after his daughter fell overboard on a Disney cruise. The daughter was 4, sitting on the railing, fell overboard, and without hesitation, the dad jumps into the water after her and had to tread water for a pretty long time before the lifeboats came, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes, which I got to tell you the truth. I don't mean to take anything away because this is nothing shy of heroic. I thought it would have been longer. I was very impressed with how fast they were able to get some boats out there. I thought it would have been like a long, long, long process.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not.
They must be prepared.
I mean, it said about 20 minutes. I mean, don't get me wrong. That is the difference between life and death. I mean, you can easily drown in 20 minutes. So, like, in that perspective.
Oh, I could. I could make it look easy.
In that perspective, incredibly long time. If you start drowning and then they have to put a lifeboat in and save you, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can hang out, this sounds ridiculous. I'm just saying, 20 minutes seems a lot more feasible.
He's treading water and holding his daughter, too.
It's amazing. It's incredible. I didn't know it was that quick. I'm really happy that it makes me feel better going on a cruise knowing that it could be that quick.
They have a plan.
Yeah.
They're prepared for such things.
That's all I meant by that.
We want to hear about a time that you saved someone's life or someone saved your life. 603-749-0975. Really looking forward to hearing your heroic tales. 603-749-0975. So we have Bree on the line, and it turns out she was a hero in a situation. What happened?
I was coming home. I work veterinary ER emergency. So I was coming home for a 12-hour shift, and there was a truck pulled over on the side of the road and a girl, like, running in front of it.
Whoa.
It was a big red flag for me. I came out of, like, a domestic violence relationship myself.
Oh my
and
wow.
And kind of, like, got that uneasy feeling. So I'm, like, watching in my side mirrors as I drove by, and the truck's kind of, like, tailing her as she continues running. So I turned around, kind of passed by again, and she's still running. So I pull up behind this truck, and ask if, like, the girl's okay. And she says yes, but the guy, like, immediately takes off. So I pulled up closer to the girl and got out and was like, are you truly okay? And she said no, that, like, this was her chance at, like, getting away from this guy that she was with.
Shut up.
So I put her in my truck. I took her to a friend's house, and I hope she made it out okay.
Oh my gosh. Have you been in contact with her ever since? And by the way, good for you for staying with that situation. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't. I kind of wish I asked for her number, but I know those situations can be hard as well. So yeah. I'm just glad I was there to help.
Wow. Definitely. You were in the right place at the right time, because so many people would be like, ah, this looks like a messy situation. I'm going to stay away from that.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would have.
I'm sure she still thinks about you and, like, hopefully is in a better situation.
I hope so.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah.
We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put the miles on it.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. Hey, did you ever save someone's life or did anyone save your life? 603-749-0975. We'd love to hear your story. Hi there, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Maria.
Maria, so were you a hero in this tale or was your life saved?
I was a hero.
Go off. She's like, she wants to be timid about it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, don't say that.
I wouldn't go that far.
And I would have sing that.
Yeah, really.
Be your hero.
Enrique Iglesias.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Shout out.
Hey, no, I got you. All right, Maria, tell us the story.
Oh, okay. So I am an ER nurse. It was my first night of doing charge. I was a nurse for 6 months.
Mm.
And my ER doctor, he was 37, he dropped dead, basically.
What?
During the shift. So I had to do CPR on him. And the nurse that I was with was a nurse for 6 years, and he was panicked. And so I had to revive the doctor by myself. And I did, and he made a complete recovery. And I work with him every day.
Oh my gosh, how long were you doing CPR for?
Oh, of course it felt like hours, but I think it was minutes, like a minute or
yeah.
two.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. crazy. Oh, and you said your partner was a nurse for 6 years but kind of froze up?
Yeah, he was a traveler. And I actually had footage of it afterwards because I had a friend in security, so she showed me like the video after.
Wow.
And the kid just completely like ran around in circles and
what do we do? What do we do? You're like, I'll show you what we do.
Yeah, I'm like, you saved his life. What are you talking about?
This is our moment. So what was going on? A 37-year-old doctor, did he have an underlying health issue?
Yeah, he has a bunch of weird health conditions that he can't really explain. Huh. So we don't know really ever what, we don't know what happened.
Does he thank you daily for saving his life?
Literally.
He doesn't as much as he thinks he should, but I give him crap for it.
That's hilarious.
He asks you to do something on the job and you're like, you know what? You wouldn't be here if it weren't for me.
That is so funny. I guess last question for me is, do you have advice for anybody who sees something like this happening and does freeze up? I know that you didn't freeze up, but, you know, how do you tell someone, like, the importance of being able to push through something tragic like this?
Oh, I feel like you gotta do. You can't think.
Yeah.
Because when you think, you doubt. And when you know what I mean? And you second guess yourself. So whatever, like, if you see something, do it. Just do what you think is right. And I always say to my new grad nurses, like, you're always you'll never be faulted for doing something. You'll always be faulted for not doing something.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. If you think, you doubt. And if you doubt, you don't.
Well, well,
this
put.
Is a great story.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing and making time for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, of course.
And thank you on behalf of the doctor for saving his life.
You're a literal angel that he gets to see every day.
Aw, thank you.
Well, have the best day ever. Thanks
for
calling
in. Thank you for what you do. Yeah, of course, absolutely. Have
yeah, thanks
day.
For what we do. Yeah, we're out here saving freaking lives.
We're chugging, we're chugging coffee and yapping our gums.
Entertain people, and that is what we need. So thank you.
Aw, thanks. We appreciate that. We try.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon.
Later. Yeah, bye.
Bye. We'd love to hear your... And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Heroes, they live among us. And apparently, they all listen to Kira and Logan in the morning. Are we surprised?
No.
Not really. Not really. So we're taking your calls and hearing about the time you saved someone's life. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
What's going on? It's Rob from Haverhill.
Rob from Haverhill. Were you a hero?
What's going on? Yeah, man. Kind of. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but I definitely saved some little kid's life. And it was like 2020, in the middle of COVID. I was at Wendy's in Milford, Massachusetts. I don't even live near there. And I was sitting in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and some lady just screeched into the parking lot and jumped out of her car screaming, "Help, help," in Portuguese. I'm Brazilian, so I heard her screaming, "Help," and I didn't understand. So I ran over there, and the seatbelt had locked around her son's neck. And instantly, I just, without thinking, I took the pocket knife out of my pocket and just cut the seatbelt right off the edge of the little kid's face. Like, I could, I'll never forget it. It was like almost blue.
What
and
the
I've
heck?
I've never seen those seatbelts since. Yeah.
It was almost blue. How long did that gap? Like, that must have been happening for a while.
Yeah, she must have just turned around and seen him and stopped right off the highway, because this is off the highway in Milford. So, yeah, I cut the seatbelt off the kid. The kid was like crying, screaming. I was like, the lady was screaming, crying. I was like, oh my God. Like, and I was, didn't even been in that. In that place at all.
How old was the kid?
4, 5, 6 years old. No older than 6.
You know, it's all these stories, Kira, reminding me of like the last caller that said, like, don't hesitate. Just do.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just figure something out. See what you can do.
Get in there.
The worst thing you can do is watch and just, well, watch and panic and hope that something else happens.
Or hope that someone else slides in and does the right thing.
Yeah, Rob, good for you for doing something.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I cut that seatbelt so fast.
Do you carry seatbelt cutters now? I know you got a pocket knife, but...
Yeah, I just carry the pocket knife. It's always sharp.
It's always sharp. It's always ready to go.
My my mother gave everybody in the family a seat. Or maybe it was my dad. My parents.
Somebody.
Gave everyone in our family a seatbelt cutter to store in their car.
Smart.
Like it's really smart.
2 Christmases ago. Everybody got the same freaking orange hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's planning ahead just in case. It's better be prepared and not needed and not be prepared.
Yeah, it's scary to think of these scenarios, but it's scarier to think about them without being prepared.
Exactly.
That's it. For Gwen's second birthday, I'm getting her a seatbelt cutter. I'm getting her a pocket knife. She's gonna have a gat strapped to it to protect herself.
License to carry.
Know it.
Live for your die, boy.
That's it, baby. Rob, thanks for the call, man. Always good to hear from you.
We'll be gone.
Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. And apparently, a lot of our listeners have absolutely saved someone's life. These tales are unbelievable. Keep them coming. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, how's it going? You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amy from Stratford.
Amy!
Were you a hero, or did someone save your life?
So, I think I was vicariously a hero.
Okay, what does that mean? Tell us the story.
About 17 years ago, I had somebody in my backyard cutting down trees, and he was climbing up in the trees, and his sweatshirt sucked up into the chainsaw and cut his arm off.
What the heck?
So, cut it clear off, and he talked me through saving him. He said, "All right, find a belt, tie the belt around my arm, hold my legs up, hold my head up, If I pass out, tell the EMTs this, this, and this. I mean, literally talked me through saving him, so I can't really take credit for it, but it was quite an experience.
Yes, oh, my God.
No, you can absolutely take credit because he couldn't have done that alone.
Yeah, but you guys were a dream team. Like, you did what he was telling you to do.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Something tells me this guy had almost died before.
Oh, I was going to say a vet.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, like to remain calm.
Yeah. I would say he was either a vet or he had some kind of healthcare training to react like that.
Totally, because most people wouldn't.
They airlifted him to Mass General. This is in Massachusetts, and they were able to reconnect. I mean, he has full use of his hands, but he's okay now, so that's...
Full use of his hands? Yet you said they cut it clean off? Man... Medical stuff. Yes. It blows my mind.
Unbelievable. Amy?
Hey, thanks, guys. I love your show.
Yeah, we love you.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Later.
Okay, it is time to give away these Dierks Bentley tickets. By the way, Zach Top is opening. Would you like to go? 603-749-0975 is our number. We are getting ready to play a battle of pop culture wits for Dierks.
Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, Sunny. You're out with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Sunny. Can you hear me?
Baby. How you doing?
Hello. Hey.
We got you. Don't worry. We won't
She's like, don't leave me.
Yeah, we're not hanging up on you.
I'm in a bad zone. I'm on my way to work, and I was like, oh, my God, if I lose them, I'm going to be so sad.
No, we got you, boo-boo. All right, so we know we don't have to hold your hand through this process. You've played before. Do you want to kick me out of here?
Yeah, Kira, I love you, but you got to get out.
The feeling is mutual. Good luck, Sunny girl.
Thank you.
All right, Sunny. We got a couple multiple choice questions here. The first one is one of those questions. Lindsay Lohan's first role as an actress came when she was just a kid. She played two roles, twins Annie and Hallie Parker, in the 1998 movie The Parent Trap. How old was she in that movie? Was she 9, 12, or 15?
I'm going to say 12.
Question number two, where's the biggest 4th of July display of fireworks? Is it New York, New York, Dubai, or L.A.?
If you can hear me, I'm going to say New York.
Okay, I heard that. Great job. We're not in the dead zone yet. Question number three. Name a TV show or a movie that Disney's star Ashley Tisdale starred in.
High School Musical.
All right, Kira's coming back. I'm gonna bop, 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 bop to the top. I gotta stop singing, otherwise she'll know the answer to that question. But great answer. It's a great answer. And she is back in the room. Let's just do a test. Are you still there? Are you still in a good zone there, Sunny?
I'm here. I'm hanging on tight.
Sunny sides up. Sunny sides up. Let's roll. Kira, question one. Lindsay Lohan's first role as an actress came when she was just a kid, playing the role of Annie and Hallie Parker in the 1998 movie The Parent Trap. How old was she in those roles? 9, 12, or 15? 3 years apart, all of them.
All of them, 3 years apart. Just crunch the numbers. I think nine would be pretty young. But was she 12? Was she 12? Because I feel like that's old. Like. It's older.
What about 15? That's in there.
No, I don't think so.
We're crossing 15 off.
Yeah, it was prepubescent for sure.
Definitely. So small.
So small. Not 9, though. 12.
12, final answer is correct. You got it right, barely. Sunny got it right confidently.
Oh!
1-1.
Yep.
Kira, where's the biggest 4th of July display of fireworks? Is it in New York, L.A., or Dubai?
Ooh. Dubai? Would they have 4th of July fireworks? It's not America. So it was New York, L.A., or Dubai.
Correct.
New York.
New York is correct. Great cool. job. You got it right. Sunny got it right. 2-2.
Whew, this is a tough round for some reason.
Sunny, you good over there?
She's celebrating.
I'm on.
Okay. Question three. Kira, name a TV show or a movie that Disney star Ashley Tisdale starred in.
High School Musical?
High School Musical is correct. You got it right. Sunny bopped to the top and she got it right. Final score is 3-3.
Okay, Sunny girl. We know you know the results of the game, but we do need to hear the phrase of shame.
Unfortunately, I'm Sunny from Seabrook, and I still can't beat Kira.
Still can't.
Still can't.
You never won?
I've tied a lot. I think I've beat Logan a couple times, but I always tie with Kira.
Sunny, I'm the one who controls these tickets. You want to watch your mouth or what? You're getting the tickets to see Dierks Bentley anyway.
Yay! I'm so excited. I love Zach Dawg.
Yeah, he's great. He's really having a moment. Have a great time, and thanks for playing today.
Thank you so much.
Hold on, Sunny.
Okay, tomorrow on the show, we have two more pairs of tickets to see Dierks Bentley with Zach Top opening, and we're giving those away with Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. Thank you for stopping by to hang. Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, I haven't said that in a while. Got that from Logan. It's a good one. So earlier on the show, we were talking about the story that's gone viral. Perhaps you've seen it already, that a dad is being hailed a hero after his daughter fell overboard on a Disney cruise. And without hesitation, he just jumped in the water right after her and treaded water for about 20 minutes until a lifeboat came to save them. Logan wasn't that impressed with the treading water.
That's not true.
You said it wasn't that long.
I was impressed with how fast the boats were able to get out to the dad and the five-year-old daughter. That's all.
I kid. I know that was your point. We want to hear about a time that you saved someone's life or someone saved your life. And earlier on the show, Logan and I were learning that we have a lot of heroes that listen to Kira and Logan in the morning. We were blown away by the amount of people who called and had tales of that they saved someone's life. So if you have a story, don't hold back now. Pop off, King or Queen. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, is this Amber?
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. First of all, welcome.
Hi.
We heard you saved someone's life. What happened?
I did not save somebody's life. My husband did.
What'd he do?
He and I were victims of a road rage incident 3 years ago that resulted in a couple shots being fired.
Whoa.
And I genuinely believe that we are only here today because my husband drove his vehicle like a NASCAR driver and got us out of a really tough situation.
I wholeheartedly believe
he's the reason why.
My God, it's like too fast, too furious. I would absolutely be having heart palpitations as that was going down. I'm sure you were screaming.
I was like scrunched down. We were trying to get our phones to call, 911. It was like super crazy, but my husband, honestly, like, I don't think we would be alive if I was the one driving.
Well, yeah.
Amber,
me neither.
Honest question. I know it's going to sound a little funny, but honest question. Was it kind of sexy once everything died down? No pun intended. Like, was it kind of hot being like, you know, a week later being like, my man can protect me?
Honestly, yeah.
I figured it was.
I'm not going to say no.
Once the heart rate settled back to normal, you were like, I'm kind of turned on.
Exactly. I was like, all right, you're with me forever because
I owe you my life.
You're my safety.
That's awesome. Amber, great story. Thanks for calling in and sharing. One of the craziest.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
You too. Bye-bye.
Later.
Okay. If you have... for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and heroes, they live among us. We want to hear the tales about the time someone saved your life, or you saved someone's life. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Alex. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, boy? So we want to hear your heroic tale.
Yeah, sure. So I was setting out to go kayaking one evening, and I went to Lynn Woods, and I put my kayak in. And as I was going by, I saw a body halfway out of the water. And I was a little freaked out, but I went over to it, and I saw that it was a man and that he was alive, but he seemed to be choking or something. So I stood in the kayak, and I called the police. And they had to hike all the way into Lynn Woods and all the way down the hill, but they were able to get to the man, and ultimately they brought in a helicopter and took him to the hospital. So I have no idea what ended up happening. I think that he was okay, but I really don't know to this day. But the funny part about the story is that was actually a water reservoir, and I was never supposed to be kayaking in there. And I don't think you would have seen his body if you were not in the water, because he was down a hillside.
Well, that's crazy.
It's a good thing you were breaking the rules and getting your kayak on that day.
Yeah, I was just supposed to be there, I guess.
When you said that he was in the water, was he drowning? Was he conscious? Like, do you know any of those details?
His legs were in the water, and the rest of his body was up, and he seemed to be dealing with some kind of reaction to drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the kayak, and I saw him, and I had my phone in my life jacket, so I called the police. I told them, and they said, okay, hang tight. And then within about 10 minutes, they had hiked into Lynn Woods and down a really big hillside and rocks, and they were able to take him out of there. And then I saw him transported into a helicopter that they landed on the softball field there, and then they took him away.
That's crazy. Thank God you were breaking the law, like Kira said.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty wild. I never thought I'd be in that situation.
Well, you did the right thing, and I'm sure that guy is grateful. Hopefully he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking the time to share this heroic tale.
Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye.
Be good, man.
Do you have a heroic tale? Don't hold back now. Give us a call. 603-749-0900. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are loving hearing your heroic tales this morning. We want to hear about a time that you saved someone's life, or vice versa, someone saved yours. 603-749-0975 is our number if you do have a tale. Hello, Megan. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, my lady. So, did someone save your life, or did you save someone's life?
I actually saved somebody's life.
Good for you. What happened?
He's not my husband, but we were dating, and he was working on his car in my parents' driveway, and I told him to come out from under the car, and he's like, no, wait a minute. I was like, no, please, come look at this. When he got up, the jack gave out, and the car came down.
Shut up.
No, and we both just stopped and looked at each other.
Oh, my God.
I have to assume he didn't bump the jack. It just fell on its own.
No, it just came down. I don't know what happened, if it broke, but yeah, it came right down.
Did you have like a feeling that something bad was going to happen and that's why you were trying to get him to come out? Or was it just coincidence?
It was just a coincidence, I guess.
Mm, you hear that, husbands? When your wife is nagging, you listen.
Because it could save your life.
Yeah, he did. He listens now.
Yeah.
Now he listens. That's so great.
That's crazy.
Now he listens.
Awesome story. Glad he's still here to tell the tale.
Thank you. Me too.
Have a good one. Thanks for making time for us today.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
My name is Paul.
Hi,
Paul. Your name is Paul. My name is Kira.
My name is Logan.
Kira, how are you? Logan, how are you?
I'm well.
We're all acquainted now. It was really formal, but I loved it. So, did you save someone's life, Paul? You're giving that vibe.
I did it twice.
Twice.
What happened? Each time?
First time, I was 13 years old. I was on a bicycle riding to the public beach. And when we got to the beach, we noticed there was a young girl in the water drowning.
Oh, my gosh.
So we jumped off the bike. We jumped in the water, and we saved this young girl's life. We got back to the shore. Somebody stole our bikes.
Are you kidding me?
After you saved someone's life.
That's honest truth. And on the second time, I was driving down 495.
Yep.
In traffic, we were probably doing about 75, and I noticed a car coming up behind me that was driving really erratic.
Yep.
So I let him go by in front of me, and he got pitted. I don't know if that means like somebody bumped his rear end.
Yep.
And he rolled about 5 times. So I stopped, pulled over, and the poor guy was holding on to that steering wheel for his dear life. We had to break the window to get him out and drag him out of the car before it burst into flames.
And you did that? You got him out, and then it went into flames?
Got him out of the car, yeah.
One of the scariest things, I think, is like a car accident that could turn into a flamey, blowy-uppy situation. That is petrifying.
Yep.
My God, you must have felt like you were the star of an action movie in that moment.
I was the first one on scene, but when I get out of the car and ran there, there were other people that jumped out and did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a natural reaction.
Definitely.
There are good people in the world. It's a good reminder of it today.
Yeah, it really is. So number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan, you know what I'm realizing today? I really wish that I had a tale about the time I saved someone's life. Not just because it's an amazing thing to be able to say that you saved someone's life, but what a great story to bring up at any dinner party.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, that is just like that one story that you tell that people's jaws are on the floor and you're like, yeah, got them.
We've heard a lot of them today.
Oh, they live among us. The heroes I'm talking about. 603-749-0975 is our number if you have a heroic tale. Hello there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello. We are good. What's your name?
It's Crystal.
Crystal!
Of the pistol?
Yeah.
Oh, we miss you so much. We were talking about you the other day.
We said, how the heck is the pistol? We haven't heard from her in a minute.
Oh, that's funny.
We miss you. We miss Freddy Spaghetti.
Yeah. How's Fred?
He's good. I tried to get him to call the other day when you guys were trying to guess the person's like occupation.
Oh.
Because I was like, if I call in, they're going to know it's me and they know where I work. So.
That's true.
That is.
Good old Donkey Dickens.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cheating situation.
Exactly.
Did someone save your life or did you save someone's life? What happened?
Well, I guess you could say that I saved all my family's life. We had a house fire.
Whoa.
Like back in like, I would say maybe like 2018.
Okay.
And I woke up in the middle of the night, and at the time we lived in a house that had a pellet stove.
Yeah.
And it was a faulty pellet stove. We had no idea. And the whole house was filled with smoke. And I obviously was like, everybody, we got to get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then whenever the dog and the cat that we had, I mean, they're still ours, they ran back inside. The cat did, because he, I don't know why, just maybe he got scared. And so I ran back in. I was like, no. Nope.
You ran back into the flames?
Yeah, because I didn't want the cat to die in the fire.
No doubt. That makes sense. Crystal, how hot was it? Like, was it hot enough where you're feeling the heat?
It was more smoke, because the fire, like, was inside the walls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you could hear it like crackling and smoking. Oof. And then it was started to make all the windows like break.
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
Good for you for waking everybody up and getting everybody the heck out. I would have been like, yeah, let me sleep.
No, that's funny, because I nudged Freddie and I was like, before I turned on the lights, I was like, I smelled smoke, you know what I mean? And he's like, oh, it's probably just like the pellet stove, like it's not like a big deal or whatever. He's like, just go back to sleep. And I like laid back down and I was like, I don't know, something doesn't sit right with me. And then I got up and I turned on the light and realized, like, oh my God, the whole house is filled with smoke.
Wow.
Good job following your instincts.
You're a hero.
Right? It was crazy.
Well, thank you for making time for us. Send our regards to the Freddy Spaghetti.
I will.
We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Talk to you guys. Yes, have a good day.
Bye. We are here. We are live. We are local. We are ready to take your calls. If you want to talk... Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Shannon.
Oh.
Shannon, did you know you were calling us?
Okay, so I actually did, and I just assumed that I wasn't going to get through.
Here you are.
Do not assume.
Oh, Shannon. Are you serious? Okay, that is so funny.
Shannon, did you save someone's life?
Yes, okay. So, like, we were in a situation, like, a bunch of years ago, maybe like 6-7 years ago, where we were driving down the street and like she noticed in the dark like parking lot that there was this guy like crawling on the floor.
What?
And she was like, what the hell is that? So she pulled in and this guy is like extra drunk. Okay, so there's a car that's like still running, so he's about to like get like into the car to be about to be driving.
Good idea.
Like, he was just so drunk, he was crawling the car. And we're like, we gotta like get him to not go into the car. He can't like drive the car. He's gonna kill people. So anyways, she called the fire. He smashed his face on the ground and he's like, I'm dying. But the whole point of why I called is like, we saved his life that night, but we also saved the people like
on the road.
To drive.
No kidding.
It was
you did.
So bad. I've never seen somebody so drunk in their life.
It's so hard to stop that, especially like bartenders have such a big responsibility when it comes to that, to
cut them off and not let them leave or make sure that they have a ride home. It reminds me of that scene from Wolf of Wall Street where Leonardo DiCaprio is on the Quaaludes and he's crawling to his car.
Yes, yes.
To try to, and he's not even a human at that point. Well, you and your sister-in-law, right? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Your sister-in-law? You guys did the right thing.
Yep, definitely.
Thanks for
so
what you did.
That's how we save people.
All in a day's work, Shan. Good for you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that ended abruptly, but I guess she was done with us. All right, 603-749-0975 if you have a tale to share on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOK. Old Dominion, that's Memory Lane, 97.5 WOKQ. They will be at the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford, 4th of July weekend. Celebrate America with our boys. That's going to be a great concert. 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan. So, as I said, if you are hosting a 4th of July barbecue or party, you must have these four elements in order for the party to be a success.
Elements.
Got did it. I say ailments?
That's what I heard.
Perhaps I did, because sometimes my mouth gets lazy at this point.
Got you.
Of the show, Graham.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. I'm sorry if I said ailments.
What kind of elements?
The ailments you need, elements, are, and I want to see if you feel like this is accurate or if anything's missing, classic barbecue foods.
Check.
It's, you know, people sometimes try to get a little fancy with it.
No.
You know, they try to do like, the little caprese kebabs, you know, with the mozzarella and the basil and the tomato, and it's cute and it looks kind of patriotic out there on a plate.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the basic hot dogs and hamburgers, people are going to feel like something is missing from their 4th of July experience.
Yep.
So don't stray from the basics too much.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Burgers, dogs, pasta, salad, corn on the cob, dank, watermelon.
Check and very much.
Yep.
Very much.
Beers on this and music, right?
So music is absolutely, make sure you have a playlist ready to go. A mix of patriotic and just feel good songs to keep the vibes going.
Yeah, just shuffle Toby Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anyone more American than Toby Keith? Gone too soon, R.I.P.
Thanks for saying it.
No problem. And also, I know you feel this way, outdoor games.
Oh, it's can't have a cookout without throwing something.
How are you not going to have activities? I have been to, I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of my friends just think that, you know, food and eating and conversating is enough of an activity to call a party a party. It's not.
The second I'm sitting around and I'm like, there's no games, okay, let's make one up. Finish your beer can. Let's use it as a throwing target.
Absolutely.
Like it's you got to do something.
You need activities, and you need to feel like some kind of competitive edge going on.
Yep.
Yeah. If you don't have outdoor game, if you don't have like the cornhole, the can jam, the spike ball ready to go, then let's be prepared to like
leave.
Or turn it into a frat party. Like, let's do flip cup.
Yeah, that suffices.
You know what I mean? Yep. Get your beer pong on. And then fireworks. If it's not possible for you to blow things up in your own yard, make sure that you are going to venture to your local fireworks show in your town. Because 4th of July ain't 4th of July without those lights in the sky, baby.
Wow.
I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah,
I was like,
me neither, but you landed the plane pretty well.
Thanks for saying that.
It's a must. You have to see fireworks either on 4th of July or like the day after. I don't know when Portsmouth is, but you got to do it.
It's a must. Anything missing from this list, do you think, Logan, or do you think they did pretty well?
There's no alcohol. And you don't have to, listen, you don't have to drink to have fun, but I do think that, especially 4th of July being on a Friday, it's like
really important.
Have a couple, please.
Absolutely.
If you want.
Responsibly.
If you want and you're over 21 and that's what you choose to do,
mm-hmm.
putting that delicious poison into your body, then feel free.
In the name of America.
Thank you.
For the good old US of A. It's true. If you're not going to tip up a Coors Latte or a Bud Latte in the name of America when the 4th falls on a Friday, I'm not sure we can be friends.
Maybe I'll stay sober then.
That was kind of mean. Okay, if you feel like this list is missing some elements, you can always feel free to shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. And happy 4th. That is Blakey, Shelton, Stay Country or Die Trying on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Oh, that song lingers. Kind of sounded weird. So it's time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks at New Hampshire. I want to compliment a Foss, friend of the show, Sunny from Seabrook. She's a frequent flyer around here, and today she got to play Can't Beat Kira and actually won Dierks Bentley tickets. It was a very victorious moment. And she had to slip in something at the end, which just made me giggle, so I wanted to compliment it. So this is when she had to say the phrase of shame.
Unfortunately, I'm Sunny from Seabrook, and I still can't beat Kira.
Still can't?
Still can't.
You never won?
I've tied a lot. I think I've beat Logan a couple times, but I always tie with Kira.
Sunny, I'm the one who controls these tickets. You want to watch your mouth or what?
She just casually slides in that dig. Like, I beat Logan a bunch, but I always tie Kira. That was so funny.
Yeah, did she say a bunch? I think you just slid in another dig.
I think it was, yeah. She said, like, I beat Logan like 10 times, but I always tie Kira.
Not true.
It's like a skill. It's just a skill thing. So, yeah, my compliments to Sunny. That was funny, and congratulations. She's going to see Dierks Bentley with Zach Top opening. She was really excited about Zach Top. What do you have, Logan?
Complimenting Maria today. We were talking about, or better yet, we were getting stories from our listeners of times where they have either saved a life or had their life saved. Most callers called in with tales that they have saved someone else's life. Excuse me. And Maria was a nurse working for a doctor who his life needed to be saved. The doctor went down out of nowhere and she performed CPR. And she gave a piece of advice that I loved a lot. It's in this call. Here it is.
Oh, I feel like you got to do. You can't think.
Yeah.
Because when you think, you doubt. And when you know what I mean? And you second guess yourself. So whatever, like, if you see something, do it. Just do what you think is right. And I always say to my new grad nurses, like, you'll never be faulted for doing something. You'll always be faulted for not doing something.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. If you think, you doubt. And if you doubt, you don't. You like that? You think, you doubt, you don't. I really liked a lot of the callers were just like Maria. They didn't necessarily know what to do, but they just started to do something. And that's what it's all about. If you see something, you have to act. You can't just let a stranger suffer as you pass by.
And absolutely.
Shout out to all the callers who called in and did something today.
It really made me think, like, if I were in these situations, would I be bold, brave enough to just, like, hop into action? I'd like to think that I would, you know, that I wouldn't be someone who is just standing around panicking and not being helpful, but you just don't know until you're in that situation, I guess, right?
For sure, for sure.
Crazy. So on that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So it's 30 minutes of new country on 97.5 WOKQ. Logan and I will be back tomorrow to chat with you on a Thursday, Friday Junior, which will be our Friday. Hey, Air 5 to us. Love that. But all day long today, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.